This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We've been patiently waiting for over an hour for this audio that Jerry teased. We are very excited about it. So he is here now to tell us about that. And also some Knicks stuff. What's going on, Jerry?
Yeah. Audio that we haven't heard. I mean, unless you're deaf, you haven't heard it this morning. Because one soda. Shut up, you. God.
There is a foul. It's on Hauser of Boston.
Sam Hauser. Hauser getting hurt. The Sam Hauser thing
God,
is huge.
Shut up. We know. Sam Hauser. Sam, that was in the first 90 seconds of the show. Sam Hauser. Jason Tatum? No. Sam Hauser. Jaylen Brown? No. Sam Hauser. Good Lord. Derek White? No. Sam Hauser. You got Juan Soto. Shut up. God, shut up already with Sam Hauser. God. Holy smokes. God. And that's the first 90 seconds.
Sam Hauser. Hauser getting hurt. The Sam Hauser thing is huge.
Holy crap. Okay. Now that we did that.
You obviously loaded in your tape this morning.
Oh, I did.
Sam Hauser.
Shut up. Now that we did that.
Oh, man. Jerry, so, I got 1 hour of sleep left.
I understand. Now I'm going to play something for you. You tell me what this is in relation
Sam
to
Hauser.
And who it is. It is not Sam Hauser.
Damn.
That is not the case. Here's a weird sound for you. Now, I'm sure
that's
you know.
It's not Carlin.
It's not Carlin. Who do you think? I mean, that's pretty obvious who that is.
That's got to be.
That is Evan.
Yeah, yes.
Now, here's why Evan said it.
The Knicks are the uncrowned champions of basketball. The Celtics never beat the Knicks last year.
So,
and now, like a little baby.
Yes, and here's the full clip where Tommy's going.
The Knicks are the uncrowned champions of basketball. The Celtics never beat the Knicks last year. Those are our rings. That is our championship. And a year later, the time has come to reclaim our rightful place on the throne.
Hmm. There you go. So they went out. That was Tommy on the Knicks.
Yeah,
so
dude,
they went
dogs out. And damage, baby.
Yeah, good they start. Made him look good last night as they went in overtime, 108-105. That having been said, there's a lot. Sam Hauser got injured, yes. That's true. But the three-point shooting was certainly a theme. This was post-game on TNT.
19 of their 20 field goal attempts were threes in the third quarter.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's got to be one of the stupidest damn stats I ever heard. 19 out of 20 shots are threes. Come on, man. Ain't nobody that dumb, are they?
That's when your 20-point lead.
So is he calling the Celtics dumb?
I think he's saying the game plan is dumb.
Lazy. That's what they were.
Yeah.
They thought they had the game won.
They wound up the 20-point lead with 6 minutes to go in the third, and they couldn't close it out. They went 15 of 60 from three for the game. Here was Jalen Brunson. He had an opportunity to win this at the buzzer in the end of the fourth quarter, but missed. But he says, my guys picked me up after that miss at the end of the fourth.
It's not about putting the team on my back. It's just I have confidence in them. They have confidence in me, and we're going to go out there. We're going to compete. We're going to find the way to attack each possession. And so, it may look like I get the credit, but it's a credit to them. It's not just me.
Now, good for him. I mean, that was, if he would have made that shot.
It's almost surprising he didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I can't believe it didn't go down. It was perfectly
executed. Yeah, up until the point if it didn't go in.
He had 29 points along with OG Anunoby, who had big shot after big shot. Good defense by Mikal Bridges. Josh Hart, 14 points, 11 rebounds. Here was Tatum. Yeah, we probably took too many threes. Tatum himself, 7 of 23 from the floor, 4 of 15 from three-point range.
Obviously, in hindsight, you know, if we could go back, we probably would drive the ball a little bit more because we missed a lot of shots tonight. But, you know, there's a balance sometimes to make or mislead. And then there's sometimes where, you know, you can get a better shot.
And we'll see if they have better shots next game. Now, after the game went final, we heard from Tommy earlier. This was Evan Roberts on social media reacting to the Knick win.
How many Knick fans gave up? How many Knick fans were cursing everybody out as you were getting run out of the building in Boston, Mass? I believed. I believed in Mikal Bridges. I believed in Jalen Brunson. And I believe that was an incredible game one victory. I also believe you're going to lose the next four. But congratulations. Hell of a win by the New York Knicks.
So there's your guy,
that's
Evan Roberts.
That's a weird take on things.
Yeah, very strange. Him and Morash have been trolling the Knicks fan in a big way, and that's their right to do. And speaking of Evan, I want to go to Mike in Baldwin. What's going on, Mike?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Mike. What's up?
So I was listening to Evan and Tiki yesterday, and Tiki was out, so it was a tough listen.
and apparently, but you were listening.
I listen all day, despite how angry the 10-6 ship makes me.
Sound like Al.
So, Evan received like 10 free hoodies from Flag and Anthem.
What are they doing?
Right. And I'm sitting there going, like, is this the guy you want marketing your clothing? You have a 42-year-old man child who just started wearing Axe body spray yesterday. So he has the, the hygiene of your average middle schooler who normally dresses like an 8-year-old from a third world country. I can't believe that they allow him on television looking like he does.
Oh, my, that is tremendous.
I swear to God, like, this is the guy who gets 10 free hoodies. I mean, I'd rather see Schwartz get, I mean, I don't even know if they make them that big, but like, Christ almighty.
Oh, my God, Mike, what a phone call. Yes. So I think what Flag and Anthem is thinking is Evan needs some help.
Yes, that's
so
exactly
let's, he can't dress himself. So let's give him some help and take that out of it and get him some nice clothes. So that's why Flag and Anthem is sending him the stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say.
I did go to SNY a couple weeks ago with Sal for something that could be an event. And I was over there late afternoon, and on the big screen, there's Evan. He looked like a slob. Now, some days he's dressing better, for sure. But in this particular day, and all I could think of is they're looking up like, this is what's on our show.
I'm just thinking, like, when he leaves here, does he walk in traffic?
I don't know what he does.
I mean, he did get hit by that taxi a number of years
ago. He did.
Maybe he was meandering in traffic and talking to himself.
Yeah. I mean, but good for Flag and Anthem stepping up, sending him some quality stuff. And hopefully this changes his wardrobe trajectory for the rest of his adult life.